Welcome to our NFC North. No trades. Okay. NFC North edition of the Student of the Game draft coverage here. I'm Kyle, the Student of the Game. To my left, Weasel and Chris here to bring you all the action for the NFC North here. Opening with the Vikings, who really played an excellent game of the poker in the draft there. Kind of, you know, like, do you want the pick? Do you want the pick? Okay, you could have it. Bam. Still get who we're going to get anyway in one, Matt Calera. I almost said Ryan, but that would be his cousin, brother. Anyways, the center. Anyways.
In trading the with the Browns, they gained a fourth-round pick, sixth-round pick, and a seventh-round pick.
There you go. Sixth-round pick. You mean the kicker? Just saying. Hey. Anyway, so they did part ways with Cedric Griffin and Steve Hutchinson, both pretty big losses overall. Did, however, gain tight end John Carlson from the Seahawks, Chris Carr, corner from the Ravens, something they need desperately being corners in the first place, and Jerome Simpson, the wide receiver from the Bengals, the guy who did the flip over the other guy for the touchdown top play of the year last year. Perhaps you've heard of him. Yes, he does have a three-game suspension, but Weasel, who are the receivers for the Vikings?
Well,
because they don't have Sidney Rice.
Don't have Sidney Rice.
And Percy Harvin, well, I mean, you know, migraines and whatever.
They got
good hair.
They got Percy Harvin. They drafted two guys, actually.
And they got Percy Harvin.
And Percy Harvin. They drafted two guys.
They haven't even re-signed Vasante Shenko yet.
Vasante Shenko.
Just saying. Want to get high?
So they have also Michael Jenkins and...
Jenkins, yes, that's true.
Jenkins and Aroma Shadu.
Which, I mean,
Devin
is a third...
Aroma Shadu.
That's a fun name to say, but he is a third or fourth option.
I'll talk a little about their...
Shadu.
The guys they picked up.
Wait a minute. They did sign John Carlson, tight end.
I did. We went over that.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why they don't have Shianko.
Right. He plays tight end.
Shianko.
But...
That should be the name of a men's fragrance. Shianko. When you smell like touchdown, Shianko.
From Vikings.
So the Vikings did pick up in the fourth round. These guys, Jarius Wright and Greg Childs. They were, I think, childhood friends. They played in high school together, college together, and now in the NFL together. So the Greg Childs guy, have you've heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got number one wide receiver potential. He got injured his junior season. And I forgot the injury where he shouldn't have came back so early.
I know why you're excited about this. You're seeing an Adrian Peterson story in here, you damn homer.
No, Adrian Peterson was like seventh pick.
But it's a guy with an injury who's coming back and trying to make a difference.
Yeah. He's a
don't hate. I'm not hating. Hey. I'm appreciating. I'm drawing the line for you.
6'3", 219, kind of like Sidney Rice. He goes up and gets it.
Damn, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said. I know. But
he's got ups, and he's a guy that can go right up the middle. And the other
really,
guy
I drop a that's what she said, and the first thing you say is he's a guy that can go right up the middle. Seriously? Come on. Anyway, so let's get back to football.
Yeah, Jarius Wright is the other guy from Arkansas, and he's kind of like a slot guy. Percy Harvin should be in the slot, but... Pretty much, Jarius Wright would be like the same type of player as Percy Harvin.
And I see here they got 3 fourth-round picks, one of them being a fullback. How do you feel about the institution of a fullback into the Viking offense?
Well, the Red Ellison, the fourth-round pick at 128 overall was a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
well,
I don't think
double.
Adrian Peterson doesn't like a fullback. I think he said that. Like, I think we had Tahi, and
who was pretty good. I liked him.
He was all right, but. He doesn't really like a fullback, but...
Mm. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's why you hurt your knee so much, you hippie. Anyways.
Child's torus patella tendon.
Patella tendon.
That's a big deal.
And he came back after 6 months.
And so he had a rough senior year.
Yeah.
Because he did it in the offseason.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. So then it's not so much whether he would have come back too soon, but trying to come back from anything like that at all. Your numbers are artificially low, blah, 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 blah.
They came from a town that had 6,000 people.
So this could be how the scouts missed him.
Well, that's where he went to, yeah, that's when he went to Arkansas because it was in Arkansas. And they both went to Arkansas so they could play, you know, since they played all high school and from elementary school up as the receivers.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. So hopefully that chemistry can turn into NFL production if the Vikings to have any hope of a passing game. Because to be honest, the Vikings are putting their chips behind Ponder. I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't know that I would have done that, but I don't think it's a bad idea. I'll put it all like that. So anyways, I mean, a lot of concentration on DBs beyond the spots you mentioned there. I see a free safety, two corners in their draft. And, yeah, it's two seventh-round picks for the interior, or excuse me, the up front on the defense. So,
yeah, they traded up for Harrison Smith, safety out of Notre Dame, kind of like a just like a strong strong safety that, I mean, he's not really like a ball hawker, but he's really good in, like, zone coverage and stuff. So they also got UCF cornerback Josh Robinson, the guy who ran the fastest 40.
Boom.
And so whenever he, like, blows coverage, at least he can, like, you know, catch up to it. So.
Well, also think of return potential and special teams, which is something that the Vikings have not had for years.
Yeah.
Fumble.
Well, I can say. His name's not Joe Burnett. Anyways, so the sad problem is with the Vikings, they're in a ridiculously tough division. That's just the truth of it, folks. And I mean, yeah, the quarterback situation, oddly enough, is the least certain in the league, even one that features Jay Cutler and the Bears. With the departure of Caleb Haney, because he sucked, backing up Jay Cutler, it's called what it is, and Brandon Merriweather also departing recently from their defense, they went... And they thought the answer was getting another defensive end, Shay McClellan, out of Boise State. I don't quite get that. But anybody else notice that Boise State is BSU? Just throwing that out there. Anyway, so they also got Brandon Marshall, huge deal at receiver, obviously. Linebacker Geno Hayes will also be out of Tampa, will be buffing up their defensive front. Alshon Jeffrey at receiver. He was a name that got a lot of play as being as good-ish as Justin Blackmon in the sense that he had enough upside to be better, possibly. I don't quite get that, but he was their second pick in the draft. And yeah, that'll do it. So they – not a whole lot of departures, couple of additions. I mean, Brandon Marshall, without question, that's the big deal. Michael Bush as well to compensate for the – dispute with Matt Forte. So that's all interesting. To this day, I believe Matt Forte is not accounted for with any sort of a contract extension.
Nope. So not yet.
That's going to be a whole ton of drama in the coming months. Anything to add on the Bears, gentlemen?
Did you mention Jason Campbell?
I did not. Thank you. Jason Campbell recently acquired from the Raiders as well.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he's surely a better backup than Caleb Haney and may even compete for the starting job depending on how good Campbell recovers from the broken leg last year. So, anyways, with that, good call on Jason Campbell. With that, that will take us to the Detroit Lions. Another quarterback departure there in one, Drew Stanton. He was supposed to be the answer before Matt Stafford was the answer, and I never thought Stanton was bad, but, you know, whatever. I love the selection of Riley Reiff for them. That was their biggest problem, was replacing that left tackle spot. The veteran there was a little slow. That just is what it is. Riley Reiff is a fantastic choice for that. I liked it a lot. However, a lot of Lions fans and fans of the NFL in general are super worried. Calvin Johnson making the cover of Madden could essentially mean a loss, a loss of roster spot by injury if you believe in the Madden curse. So, yeah, as far as that, they did draft a wide receiver with their second-round choice, probably to account for the Madden curse, but no. Not a whole lot of action with the Lions.
They lost starting cornerback Eric Wright.
They did lose Eric Wright, and yes.
So, yeah, they drafted three cornerbacks. So. All right. And in the third round, they drafted Louisiana Lafayette cornerback Dwight Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
And they got two others, and for their O-line depth, they added three linebackers. So
yeah, they lost that corner, but that wasn't a major of a loss because they also did sign Jacob Lacy from the Colts. So
good point.
Did you say for their own O-line depth they drafted three linebackers?
No, what?
That's what I'm trying to say. What?
Linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't quite catch that. Okay.
You know that about makes that? A lot you more know sense. About that position, O-linebacker?
O-linebacker.
But anyways, no. I like that they're beefing up what's behind that D-line. The corners needed a lot of work. I would really like to see them get a safety, but by the time that they picked, I believe the best one was already off the board. So
an O-linebacker is called an H-back now.
Alrighty then.
No, it's not. Anyways.
It's the back behind the O-line, stage back.
Yeah, because he's half back between the secondary and the line. Okay, I get it. Anyways, so let's jump over to the Packers then. Their loss was Matt Flynn, really to speak of. Nothing huge there. They did acquire Jeff Saturday after losing their starting center. I think it's Scott.
Wells.
Thank you. Well done, Weasel.
Boom.
And they did draft Nick Penny out of USC at defensive end. They're claiming that he's supposed to be something on the other side, opposite Clay Matthews. I really don't understand that pick myself. They Why? Need a lot of defense or secondary help. If there wasn't a better pick available at that spot, that's one thing. But D-line, for me...
They did not have a very good pass rush roster.
That's true. Yeah.
So they went D-end, D-tackle, then they went corner. They went a lot of defense. Then they went D-tackle in the fourth round and then safety. So they went all defense players.
Their first pick for offense.
All but two of their picks were defense.
And their last two picks were offense.
That's right.
Seventh rounders. So
epic.
And cornerback Charles Woodson was like, yeah, I'm glad what they did with the defense.
No bias whatsoever.
Used everything on the defense. But
Well, I mean, and look, when you're that offense, seriously, when you could put up the backup quarterback and score 6 friggin' touchdowns, I think that's a good thing to do. I'm going to throw that out there, gentlemen.
Yep. And they didn't need help at safety because they released Nick Collins.
That's right. So, anyways, with that, gentlemen, that'll take us through all the teams division-wise for the champions. Chris, who you got?
I got the Lions again.
He's got the Lions. Okay. They didn't make a lot of changes. They did address the needs that they had. Weasel, don't say the Vikings.
I'm not going to say the Vikings. Come on. I think there's going to be like another like 2-3 years till I get to say the Vikings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but if the Bears stay healthy, the Bears. So,
I mean, honestly, last year, that was the difference in Forte and Cutler being injured. I think if they kept Cutler, they would have at least made the could keep Cutler. They would have at least made the playoffs. Caleb Haney brought that team to hell to where they even lost to the Seahawks, for crap's sake.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I only mentioned that one because I believe the three of us correctly selected that week. Just throw that out there. Great football minds. Anyways, yeah. I'm gonna call the pack on this one because of all the attention they paid to defense. I'm a little worried about their ability to keep Aaron Rodgers upright. Chad Clifton retired, did he not?
No, he was released.
He was released. Okay.
He was released. That's why I was saying that the Vikings should have gone after Chad Clifton, picked him up.
Interesting.
And then used their first-round pick on Blackmon or, better, Claiborne.
Well, that tells me. Actually, well, here's the thing. If they got Khalil, they could have Khalil for another 10 years, though.
Yeah, the thing is that left tackle is one of those positions where, I mean, you look at free agency. How old is he? He's like 30.
I think he's
32.
Like I think he's like 8th or 9th year in. He's getting there.
He's getting up there. So you have like a three year fix if he stays healthy because he's had injury issues. So
you mean other than the part where he got jacked by Warren Sapp that one time on the interception?
Yeah,
but
with Khalil, hopefully they get a left tackle that'll be there for a decade or so.
I mean, there's a potential for that.
Yeah.
Well, you could add a corner that was there for 10 years, too.
That's a lot more rare, though. I mean, they could have gotten Maurice Claiborne. I see where Chris is going with that. But the Khalil pick doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I mean, they addressed corner at other places. They got, was it them that got Chris Carr?
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Let me check my sheet again. See who they get at corner.
Never mind. Jack Clifton's up there.
Yeah, they got Chris Carr. So go ahead.
Jack Clifton's 35.
Okay. Yeah,
that's old.
Really?
He'll be 36 before the season starts.
Yeah.
In NFL, it's old.
Way to save yourself. Good job. Punk. Anyways, so yeah, I think I got the pack myself just because I like what they did with the defense. That offense isn't going anywhere, you know, just throwing that out there. So that'll do it for the NFC North. If you like what you heard, check us out, www.thestudentofthegame.com. Always fire us an email. You can tell us that you think that the Vikings are going to win the division, because that's the only team that didn't get a vote in this episode for winning the division. I doubt we'll get that, but thestudentofthegame@gmail.com if you will wish to be that bold. You can always, of course, follow us on Twitter at @TheSOTG. Subscribe to us on iTunes or on the website itself, and you can get emailed the new episodes. In any case, if you guys got nothing else,
you good.
All right, class dismissed.